Good morning. It is June 24th, 2013. The time is 9:26 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State where I live and reside. On this Monday morning, it's a day off for me. I slept in, felt good, and I'm up this morning, as you can see from the boo art or boo photo, that it's already a very hot one here in the southern tier. That's actually about 95 degrees Fahrenheit in the sun, the thermometer that we have on our kitchen window here at about 9:26 in the morning already. It's actually about 74, 75 degrees. So to correlate that, I did the math before doing the audio boo. 95 degrees Fahrenheit is about 35 degrees Celsius as far as the direct sunlight there, and the actual temperature about, it's 74 degrees Fahrenheit, which would be about 23, 24 degrees Celsius. So it's going to be a hot and humid one, and you could feel it already this early in the morning. Actually, mid-morning, I should say, because like I did sleep in. I slept in till about almost 8 o'clock this morning, which felt pretty good. We have the tools of coolness in work right now. We have our air conditioners in. We put the third one in the other day, so it is officially summertime, and we're utilizing them as far as to cool the old homestead here, the residence where I reside at, to get through the day. It's going to be a very relaxing day today, not much on the agenda given the weather temperature. I was thinking about mowing the lawn or doing some shrubbery, but the humidity, once that creeps in and is here, you don't want to be messing around with it, because you can get dehydrated very quickly. And if you're like me, once you start a project, you want to finish it. I would be very tired tonight. I worked yesterday, and it was pretty hot and humid yesterday, and all the running around that I did do made me go to bed early last night. But I had a very good sleep, and it just was a pleasant evening with, like I say, the tools of coolness for the house to keep it cool. And oddly enough, the missus did the calculation when we first got our air conditioners last summer. First time in over 15 years we've lived here in the house that we've actually had air conditioning. And we use it sparingly. We just use it to cool a room, and then use fans to push the coolness throughout the house. And it keeps the house probably a good almost 15 degrees cooler than what it is outside. So that's, I guess, using the AC to its efficiency on the cheap, I guess. But our electric bill isn't really all that much more. And I think it's primarily because of the design of using air conditioners. I can remember you had to have a 240 volt connection. Well, we're doing it on the regular 110, 112 circuit of the house. And of course, when we have all three of them going, we cannot use the microwave, because that will pop the fuses. So that we have done that, so we know what the capacity is as far as if we're going to be using other electrical appliances in the house. I do have my solar panels deployed, and they're soaking up the rays right now. I've got a booster pack that I'm sort of playing with, because I don't really want to use my fully charged deep cell 109 amp battery. I'm saving that for the evening if the power goes out. We did have some thunderstorms come through last night where the power did bump off for a little bit. So thunderstorms, they come along with the humid weather. And also, that's how I'm getting my day started here on what will be probably a good day otherwise, other than the heat and the humidity. But you all have a good one wherever you may be on this blue marble. You all be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.